Hello, it's The Catch Up with us, Lisa and Pete.
Dan the Internet let us know about two new apps today. Will Anderson joined us ahead of the latest episode of Gruen.
And our great mate Joel Creasy was in studio. We shared a toast to celebrate his new book, Thirsty, and had plenty of laughs with him as usual.
Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon. Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds Style Up for Spring Sale. On now.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Right now, we're joined by a very special guest, which we need some very special music for, because his brand new book is out, Lise.
Yes.
The book is called Thirsty. Joel Creasy, an absolute pleasure. Welcome to Champagne with Joel.
Hello, thank you. I know, I'm actually, yes. This is the best interview I've done on the book tour because I've been given a glass of champagne.
Well, first of all, thirsty.
Yes.
Sounds like you need a drink.
I'm parched.
Yes. Yeah. And secondly, we wanted to toast. What a wonderful book it is.
So well, cheers. Thank you.
Cheers.
I genuinely am.
They weren't plastic glasses. You were
Clink, anyway, Yeah, thank you. This is how exciting. It's so nice to be home in Perth. God, it's hot.
It is hot.
Oh, jeez. I came out of nowhere.
I just came from Melbourne, a Melbourne Cup yesterday, which was, 9 degrees.
Oh, right.
And people are being blown away. And now it's bloody boiling here.
Right. Melbourne Cup yesterday. So were you in the birdcage?
I was in the birdcage,
right, because that's the big one, isn't it? That's the one everybody wants to be inside.
I was in there. And, then within there, there's all the marquees. You got your Mums and you got your Census and your Lavazza and your Maya. I was so excited when I walked in because all the Paps were there getting me and they were like, Joel, and I was posing, and then I looked and they were gone because bloody Leighton Hewitt and Beck Hewitt had walked in and they just chased them.
Really?
Are they still together?
Yes,
They're still together.
Are you kidding?
But also, who cares what Leighton Hewitt's wearing to the races?
Exactly. Now, did you meet Paris Jackson?
Yeah.
She looked like she was really very pretty.
She's really pretty. Her eyes are stunning. Yeah, we were in the same marquee.
I've seen her mum. So I'm a little surprised.
No, she was gorgeous. She was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's not happy today, actually.
Why?
Because of the headline that was in the newspaper.
What?
About the face that pulled up against the window where you weren't meant to pull faces up against that window and it says Wacko Jacko 2.0.
I know.
And she is not very happy about it.
And she said, it's fine being about me, but it's disrespecting my father.
Which is a fair point.
Yeah. Really? If they wanted to do a Michael Jackson joke, it should have been about the horse winning by a nose anyway.
Good one. Mate, tell us about Thirsty, this book that is out now, because you are touring the book at the moment, aren't you?
I am, yeah. It's all about my life and, it's just a really fun memoir, silly, gossipy stories from my life, times on TV shows I've done working overseas and Eurovision and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and a lot of childhood stories from Perth.
Mm.
Anybody listening, go get the book. You could be in it.
That's exactly right. And if you're not, just places that you'll know. Maybe a football team you might have played for. Drama club, any of that.
Yeah, it's perfect for Perth people because there are so many Perth references in it. Because I'm a proud personality.
Yes.
I love being a sand groper. So it was really fun, but really hard to write, by the way.
Really?
Oh my God. Yes.
Once you got going though, it was all right. It was hard for you to pull yourself away in the end.
Yes, I know. But I wrote it on planes. Because, I'm Gen Y, I'm always checking my phone, so I wrote it on planes. And after a few G&Ts and being in the sky, you get very emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's quite raw.
So you're going to be, where are you going to be appearing? Is it tonight you're appearing?
Yes, I'll be at Boffin's Books in the City at 6:30.
For a book signing.
For a book signing, if you want to come along and meet me in person. And don't I look gorgeous, guys?
You do.
Oh, my God.
I'm all dressed up for the signing.
There's even a reference, I think, somewhere in the book about how good do I look on the cover. You do. You look amazing. And it's important to point out, not only, we're celebrating the whole Perth thing, but your editor, your sort of partner in crime in writing it.
Yes.
Our own Janelle Koenig.
Yeah, Janelle Koenig helped me write the book and
The Jam on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yes, she's amazing. I mean, she's killing it. I couldn't do anything without her. She's my comfort blanket and she helped me tweet the book and she's so funny. It helped me, just really refine the jokes. So we had a very fancy book launch, which we both partied at a couple of weeks ago in Melbourne.
You beauty.
Yeah, it was fab.
Gruen, back tonight, 8:30 on the ABC. The host for the 105th show in consecutive running. Is that 100? Is it right? Is it 105 shows, Will Anderson?
Okay, hang on. I reckon I can work this out. So we started at 99 this season, and this is the 9th episode of this season. What does that make it? 108?
108.
Yeah, even I can work that out.
Whoops.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It would have taken Adam Spencer, my old radio mate, a lot. quicker to work that out than it took me, and I was still guessing a little bit at the end.
I'll tell you one thing, this disproves the theory that maths is fun.
Oh, isn't it? I mean, I think that's what people were really hoping might happen when they tuned in for this segment this afternoon. I'm like, I hope they start with some math stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's start with this on Gruen tonight. Streets ice cream and consumer boycotts, do they actually work? Look, I'm so glad you're doing this because, let's be real, that's never going to work unless it's something that we don't mind too much boycotting. I mean, if I had to boycott Brussels sprouts, no problem. I'm a social activist, but you make me boycott a Snickers bar.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? And the other thing is, really, is a situational boycott. It's very easy to boycott an ice cream in the cold of winter, you know, sitting in front of your computer, but it's much harder to boycott that same ice cream in the middle of summer, you know, when your kids are screaming at you for a paddle pop and you have to sit them down and explain what industrial relations are.
Now, also the AI assistant arms race, how Amazon, Google and Apple are trying to move into your home for good. Now, I have the Google assistant at home.
And the one that says, OK, Google? So you have to start every sentence with OK, Google?
You have to start every single sentence with OK, Google. And every now and again, you have to say it again. And every now and again, she doesn't quite hear you. So, you know, it's getting there, I guess you could say, but she's a welcome addition to the home.
Mm. Well, that's interesting because she is also listening to everything you're saying and sucking up all your information, because that's what these machines want to do. They want to collect your data. They want to know when you order a pizza, and they want to know how many pizzas you're ordering, and they're going to collect that data so when it gets to that time of the night, they can suggest to you that you should order a pizza. Or maybe they've done a deal with a new company who is going to, like, you know, suggest that you order, say, some chicken instead of a pizza. In fact, at some stage, they might collect all the information about the pizza and chicken that you've been eating and sell that data to your health insurance company, who might raise the premiums because you're not looking after yourself properly.
Jeez.
These devices, once they're in our homes, are there to suck up our information so they can better sell us more products.
Oh, it's proper science fiction.
We will get to the point, honestly, where you won't know you're being sold to, because the suggestions will come so naturally and helpfully from these machines, because they will be targeted specifically to your needs.
That's all I need is Google saying, do you really need the calories in that? Get out!
No, it'll be the opposite. Google will be like, oh no, you look great. Have a fucking chicken. Come on.
You deserve it. And of course, looking forward to you guys pulling out another specimen from the Museum of Old Ads that just wouldn't make the light
it's
of day.
Such a treat.
In 2017.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about this week's one. It feels like it's from the 1970s with how sexist it is.
Oh, yeah.
But it's from the year 2001. It's another ice cream ad. It's for the Magnum Cone. And it's fair to say the cone is used in a very suggestive and phallic type way. But that's not even the worst bit, because the person using it in that phallic way is a school teacher in front of a class of her children. Anyway, I can't say any more.
Oh.
And that is literally the only class that is in the entire ad.
Well, I'll tell you
on
what.
On that note, tonight on the ABC.
8:30, Gruen, Will Anderson, thanks, mate.
Thanks,
Thank
Will.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
On what to download. It's Dan the Internet. It's so with Lisa and Pete. We're all dancing.
Oh, love it. Wish I'd filmed that. Anyway, hi, guys.
Hi, Dan.
I've left my phone at home, which is the most annoying thing.
All right, that's it. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, I know. I can't show you the apps I'm talking about today.
Oh, but, okay.
What's the point?
Isn't it, have you ever done that?
You
left
can describe
your phone at home?
Them to us.
Yeah. Mrs. Nutt said to me, do you want me to bring it in? And I was like, no, oh, it's a long drive. Yeah, it's about a 20-minute drive in to bring them in. No, nah, just leave it. I'll just she's got my phone on her.
Yeah.
Letting me know if anyone's ringing or texting.
She is a great
best
woman.
Best nut in the world.
It's so bad. So you feel naked when you haven't got your phone.
Well,
that's probably
I
not a good thing for anyone.
A little bit of anxiety when I don't have my phone.
I know. It's amazing how it's sort of become part of our sort of everyday thing.
In the
it?
Old days, you'd feel like that if you left home without your watch on.
Yeah.
I don't know Spectacle. What the time is.
So the first app, and I can't show you, but it's very good. It's called Quartz.
Speaking of watches?
Yeah. Hey. It's a news feed app. Now, I know that there's a lot of talk in the moment about trying to avoid news, right?
Watches have Quartz.
Yes, I know. For a second, I thought you thought it was a brand. And I was going to say to you.
Yes.
That's right.
I wish you'd seen the look on his face there. It was hilarious. So there's a lot of talk about, you know, avoiding news feeds and trying to avoid the news. But, you know, I think all of us have an innate not knee, but you sort of want to know what's going on, right? And this thing, what this thing does, it appears like just a continuous text message with headlines, and that's all it is. And whatever you like, you click, yep, tell me more, and it'll send you to that news article.
That sounds like that sounds like a real pain in the ass.
No, you've got to open up the app first, though, don't you?
You get notifications.
Yeah.
So you can, but it's really simple. Yeah, you can. It's very simple way to consume a lot of news, and I think that's really good. It's time-saving, Pete, so shut up.
What are you going to 9 other apps for at the moment for?
Yeah. So Quartz, I've chucked it up at the Lisa and Pete homepage, the link there. Mm-hmm. Also, the other one. Now, this one's a fave, even though IKEA don't need any more of any of our help about more business. But they've created an app called IKEA Place.
Yeah.
What it does, allows you to do is take photos of your lounge room and then get the IKEA catalogue items and put them in place in your little photos so you can see how the IKEA fuckdom is going to look in your
Excuse me?
How I feel when I go to IKEA. I love you, IKEA, but all I want you to do is let me out.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me out when I'm ready to go.
That's right.
But what is that thing?
It's a kitchen, I think.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure the kitchen at our house, at the nut household, is the factum.
Fuckdom. There's two dots over the U.
Yeah. And a K.
You would be hopeless in a language class.
Yeah, he would. He's hopeless in a lot of things. You know, when he starts laughing, he's gone. But you know, he's gone. Got him again. Yes. Anyway, it saves you having to go there and get caught in that maze. You just go online, you know, if you like it, and then order it online.
We just pick it up.
And exactly. So
all you got to do is deal is with that on ramp at Centric Street.
God, oh my God! I live right near there. That is a minefield. That place, I tell you.
It is.
Anyway, links up Lisa and Pete homepage at mix.com.au.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Always.
Thank you.
Jeez,
guys.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon. Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds. Style up for spring sale. On now.